A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at AT&T Park in San Francisco, California, well, the Marlins concluded the first half of their season in their last of three against the San Francisco Giants. It was a matchup between Johnny Cueto and Jose Ureña. But when it was all said and done, those two were forgotten about. That's because this one went into extras. It went back and forth all afternoon long. And with the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, a dramatic conclusion of the first half of the season for the Marlins in San Francisco this afternoon. They score three times in the top of the 11th after blowing a late four-run lead. And they're able to hang on to the bottom to beat the Giants 10-8 in 11 long innings. Marlins sweep this three-game series to close out a terrific 6-4 road trip. Jose Ureña got the start for the Marlins against Johnny Cueto in this one, and the Giants struck first, bottom of the second inning, a leadoff double by Brandon Belt. Then Brandon Crawford hit a two-run home run, his eighth of the season, and the Giants had a 2-0 lead. But the Marlins came right back against Johnny Cueto in the third inning, a man on, one out for Christian Yelich. 1-1 to Yelich, is pulled sharply by the first baseman, Belt down the right field line into the corner. Stanton is headed toward third base just as Pence is getting the ball. He's going to be waved by Freddy Gonzalez. And the relay throw home's not going to be in time. It's a run-scoring double for Yelich. Now the ball gets away from the catcher, and Yelich's going to go to third. Miami's on the scoreboard, 2-1. And that Giants lead would disappear one batter later when up stepped Marcelo Ozuna. 2-1 to Ozuna's ripped down the left field line. Fair ball. We got a tie game. Yelich in from third. Ozuna's digging for second base. He's got a run scoring double, and it's 2-2 now in the top of the third. And it would stay that way until the fifth inning, leading off, getting set for tomorrow night's home run derby, Giancarlo Stanton.
Here's a high fly ball off Stanton's bat. Way back to left center deep. It is up, up and away, and a home run for Giancarlo, and the Marlins have a 3-2 lead. Giancarlo's 25th. And his 57th run batted in.
But the Giants came right back against Ureña in the bottom of the fifth. A leadoff home run by Nick Hundley. And this game was all knotted up at 3 aside. Ureña done after 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs. He walked 1, struck out 3, allowed a couple of homers. He'd given up 1 homer in his last 5 starts coming in. 2 today, 74 pitches, 44 strikes for Ureña. Cueto stayed in the game into the 7th. And we were still knotted at 3 when he walked the leadoff man, Giancarlo Stanton, in that 7th inning. G went to third base on a Yelich double. And then after a walk to Marcelo Ozuna, the Marlins had the bases loaded with lefty Justin Bourque coming up. Bruce Bochy brought lefty Stephen Okert in on his 26th birthday. Trying to make it a happy birthday facing Bourque. Bases loaded, nobody out. The 0-1 Okert to Bohr. Line drive, left center field, in for a base hit. Marlins have the lead. Stanton scores, Yelich on his heels. Bohr delivers against yet another left-hander, and it's 5-3 Miami in the 7th. Marlins would add 2 more against Hunter Strickland in that inning. JT Realmuto, an RBI single. JT Riddle, a sac fly. It was a 4-run 7th, and at the stretch, things were looking pretty good. Miami 7 and the Giants 3. But San Francisco got one run back in the bottom of the 7th against David Phelps with 2 outs. Connor Gillespie singled. He scored in a double by Denard Span to make it 7-4. Then Kyle Bearclaw came on looking to protect that 3-run lead in the 8th inning. He allowed 5 hits in the span of 6 hitters. A single to Hunter Pence, a single to Brandon Belt after a base hit by Brandon Crawford. That brought home a run to make it a 7-5 game. Then pinch hitter Buster Posey grounded out with the runners at second and third following a wild pitch. That was the first out finally in the inning, but down by a couple, second and third, one out. The Giants got an RBI single from Nick Hundley that made it a one-run game at 7-6. And next to the plate, pinch hitting. 0-for-2 to begin his big league career, Miguel Gomez. Bear called the 2-2 to Miguel Gomez. Swinging a ground ball through the right side. We got a tie ball game. In from third, Crawford. Hundley digging for third base. Stanton's throw cut off. The first big league hit for Miguel Gomez evens the score in the bottom of the 8th. And we would stay tied into inning number 11 for the Marlins. After Bearclaw, Junichi Tozawa did a good job escaping that 8th inning. Nick Whitgren then with 2 perfect innings, 4 strikeouts, the 9th and the 10th. So the 11th we went, the Marlins 7 and the Giants 7. George Contos out of the bullpen for San Francisco. The inning began poorly for him. JT Realmuto had a ground ball to the shortstop. Brandon Crawford, who's won back-to-back gold gloves, airmailed the throw into the Miami dugout. So the Marlins had Realmuto at second with nobody out in the top of the 11th. J.T. Riddle then a long fly ball to right. It was caught by Hunter Pence on the warning track, but Realmuto went to third. So the tie-breaking man 90 feet away, one out in the 11th for pinch hitter A.J. Ellis. Contos the 0-2 to A.J. Ellis. Swinging a fly ball, well hit to left. Back goes Williamson. He's onto the track, and it's gone! A two-run homer! A.J. Ellis off the bench to give Miami a 9-7 lead in the 11th. His first home run as a Marlin. It's a big one. And the Marlins back in front in the 11th inning. First ever pinch hit home run for A.J. Ellis. It's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Marlins weren't done against George Contos with two outs in the 11th. Up to the plate stepped Stanton. Contos fires, Stanton, a high fly ball left center. Williamson back at the wall. Goodbye, second of the day. Number 26 for Big G. And it's 10-7 Marlins in the 11th. Stanton heads into the All-Star break tied for the National League lead with 26 home runs. G 26. The Reds' Joey Votto has 26 as well. So the Marlins took a 10-7 lead into the bottom of the 11th. A.J. Ramos allowed a leadoff triple to pinch hitter Kelby Tomlinson, a fly ball to center that Christian Yelich lost in the sun. A ground ball to second off the bat of Connor Gillespie brought Tomlinson home. That made it a 10-8 game. Denard Span, a fly ball left for the second out. Marlins not away from victory when Joe Panik worked a walk, so the Giants got the tying man to the plate with two outs in the 11th. But Hunter Pence hit a fly ball to Stanton in right, and the Marlins win this one in 11 by the final of 10-8. For Miami, 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors, 14 runners left on base. For the Giants, 8 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors. They strand 7. Nick Whitgren, the winner, with 4 strikeouts over 2 perfect innings. He's 2-1. George Contos, the loser out of the bullpen for the Giants, 0-3. For A.J. Ramos, save number 17. Time of the game, 4 hours, 10 minutes, in front of 41,516 here in San Francisco. Marlins end the first half on a 3-game winning streak. They've won 6 of 8. They go 6-4 in this road trip to take their record to 41-46, now 20-25 on the road. Giants, meanwhile, have lost 4 straight and 5 of 6 after winning 6 in a row. They dropped to 34-56 on this season. They're 17-24 here at home. Our Aquafina stats of the game. Aquafina for Happy Bodies. Marlins with their first road series sweep of the season. In fact, it's just their third road series win of the year. They took 2 out of 3 from the Mets at Citi Field April 7th, 8th, and 9th. They won 2 out of 3 in San Diego April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Those are the only previous road series wins this year for Miami. Their third series sweep overall. They swept 3 at home from the Phillies at the end of May, swept 2 at home from the A's in mid-June. The Marlins get it done with the 11-inning, 10-8 victory over the Giants here today. Their first series sweep in San Francisco since May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 2012. Our Aquafina stats of the game, Aquafina for Happy Bodies.
How about that? The Marlins finish the first half in a flourish. They sweep the Giants in San Francisco. They improved to 41-46. They hit the All-Star break 5 games under 500. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning, you're looking for your bonus code. That bonus code is WHARF, W-H-A-R-F, like a fisherman's wharf, but no fisherman, just WHARF. That is the Fish family bonus code. Okay, so the Marlins head into the break 41-46, 5 games under 500. We will catch up with you next Friday when the Dodgers pay a visit to Marlins Park to open up the second half of the season. It's a 7:10 first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. But tomorrow night, Giancarlo Stanton and Justin Bour in the T-Mobile Home Run Derby at 8 p.m. And on Tuesday at 7:30, Marcell Ozuna will be in the outfield for the 88th All-Star Game at Marlins Park. So make sure you support the Marlins. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we'll catch up with you next Friday at 7:10. We're on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico, along the Marlins Radio Network.